You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. It's Tim Moore from The Bulwark. I was at an anti-ICE protest in Kenner, a suburban neighborhood outside of New Orleans. It has a big immigrant community, particularly immigrants from Honduras, but also other Central and South American countries. And I met with a bunch of activists who had gathered in a parking lot where ICE officials had been staging their raids over the past few days. And so I want to show you a couple of the conversations I've had from there, and then a couple of the videos that they provided me of what they've seen from the ICE raids here in New Orleans. But just in the biggest picture, I just want to talk about like what my takeaways are from what we've seen. It parallels what we've seen in other cities, which is that this effort is a lot more about PR. It's about scaring people and intimidating people than it is about getting rid of criminals like Donald Trump has planned. Just looking at the facts here, the Associated Press reviewed the arrests they've had so far in the first couple of days. They've had 38 people arrested. Only 9 of them had criminal histories. They got that information even though intelligence bulletin internal to ICE and CPB warned that they should not be distributed to the media. Oops, oh well. Local officials here are not being coordinated with or not being worked with. One example, City Council President J.P. Morrell said there's literally no information being given to the city of New Orleans whatsoever. If their goal was for them to come here and augment existing law enforcement to pursue violent criminals or people with criminal histories, why wouldn't you be more transparent with who you've arrested and why? That was his quote. But then also, why wouldn't they want to work with the city, work with the people on the ground who have actual information that could maybe be helpful? I can answer that rhetorical question. They're not doing that because they're not interested in going after criminals per se. What they're interested in doing is menacing people, particularly in brown neighborhoods, particularly neighborhoods that where there are a lot of immigrants. And that is what I was hearing when I was out at this protest today. And just shout out, by the way, to these folks who are on the text chains, who are, you know, following the ICE and CBP officials around when they're in their masks, raiding and going after people. They're citizens that are taking from their time to document this horrific behavior by our government. They're putting themselves at risk because here in Louisiana, in particular, they passed one of those laws that's, to me, an affront to the First Amendment that limits specifically what kind of activities protesters can engage in, and says that they can be arrested if they do anything that interferes with the law enforcement activities. And that is a legislation that the Attorney General here in Louisiana has said that they plan on enforcing in a very strict way. When I talked to the folks who were out there, the activists and the protesters, they all were very aware of the risk that they were facing. And, you know, some had taken different precautions, such as like writing their lawyer's name on their arm in case their phones get confiscated or in case they don't want to let officials get into their phones. So anyway, just a big shout out to all the people that are actually out there sending a message from the community that there are people in New Orleans who aren't okay with this just fascistic behavior from the federal government. So what am I hearing from them? Number one, little man, Greg Bovino, the wee little Napoleon syndrome guy that is invading these cities and doing the Nazi hand signs. He wants attention. This is obvious, but it's just worth stating. There's no reason for him to be showing up himself personally at these types of raids, but he is. They say they've seen situations where they will, he'll be in the SUV and, they'll be targeting a couple of individuals and like he will get out of the car and confront those officials themselves. There'll be video cameras watching him. Like, this is a big show. He did a frog march through the French Quarter when they got down here a couple of days ago. Like, the PR element of this is just so obvious and so blatant. I mean, if it wasn't so horrible what they were doing, it'd be almost funny how pathetic it is. Like, that this little guy wants to get on TV and he wants confrontation. He wants confrontation so they can escalate and so that he can seem like the tough guy. So that's one thing that I've heard. The other thing is, again, how they are intimidating people and they want people to feel fear. They're particularly targeting this neighborhood in Kenner because they know that there are, families with mixed status, that there are people here who are following the laws, but who are not documented, who are, working in the community. And a lot of those folks are scared and a lot of folks are staying at home. And there are a lot of jobs that aren't going, that are not being completed. And, there's this tweet today sent by our vice president, a little condescending prick, who shared a TikTok video from a white guy in Louisiana who was talking about how he's gotten so many calls for work, for contracting work, and how that shows that like these jobs are being taken from real Americans by these undocumented immigrants. I watched that whole video. And the interesting thing is, who the hell knows whether it's true or not? And like, should the vice president be quote tweeting random TikToks without any verification? No. But let's even say it's true. The guy said he has he's a contractor here. And he said he's gotten 20 calls sometimes a day now for completing jobs. The thing that caught my ear was like, can you do that? Can you complete all the jobs? Because it doesn't seem like it. Is there going to be a little bit more work for you and for your company? It seems like it. Yeah, it seems like there'd be a little bit of work. Is that work going to be because everybody that was doing those jobs was undocumented? No, I don't think so. There are a lot of people who are here legally who are not wanting to show up to contracted jobs because they don't want to be harassed. Maybe they have family members that have a different status. There are a lot of reasons to be scared and not want to show up right now. When I was talking to the folks at the protests, like that is, what I heard was that in this community, there are a lot of folks right now that are suffering, that are made to be afraid, and our government is doing it to them for no good reason. That is the big takeaway. There is no evidence in Louisiana that they have successfully identified violent criminals and gotten them out of the country. There is no evidence that this is going to make things more affordable or whatever it is that J.D. Vance is arguing here in Louisiana. There's no evidence that people were going to be safer. Like, what these guys are doing is they are putting on a fascist PR stunt, and they're doing it here because the governor of the state is going to allow them to, because the governor of the state is also a little man with Napoleon syndrome who wants to, seem like a tough guy, just like Bovino. There are real people that are going to suffer here because of it. People who just wanted to do work, live their lives, support their community, and exist in a community in peace. And that peace is being taken from them by this government. The other thing I was struck before the group went out on the protest march today, there was a moment of prayer. And there was a lot of talk about Christian faith, God protecting this community. And I think that's pretty noteworthy that there was groups that came together that felt like they had to pray to God for protection from our government, that is pretending like they are acting in service to Christian nationalism, to whatever, that they will put on their cross necklaces, and from behind their cross necklaces, they will go after and attack and scare people that are God-fearing, law-abiding, and just trying to survive. And I think it's pretty sick. So I want to play a couple of clips. Here's just a little brief snippet from that prayer, so you can kind of get a sense of the gathering.
And we ask, God, that your mercy, that your face shines upon everyone here. Te pedimos que tu gracia, que tu misericordia, Señor, alumbre a cada uno de los que están acá, todas aquellas familias, Señor, que han sido afectadas, Padre, por todo eso que se está moviendo, Señor. Pedimos tu paz. We ask for your peace, Señor.
And up next, I want to play for you a little bit from my conversation with Greta, who is with Indivisible Candor, which was one of the groups organizing this protest. And she just tells this heartbreaking story about a baby whose parents have been made to be unable to care for it because of what's been happening here. It's terrible. It is kind of noisy, I should say, at this protest. You get a lot of cars coming by that are honking. So if you can't make it through that, I do want to flag that after this, I want to play one video that was sent to me today that, it's a horrible situation, but sometimes we have to smile at some of the more bold displays of resistance that we've seen. And I will have one more video on the back end for you. So stick around for that. If all the honking is too much for your little ears.
My name is Greta.
Greta, and is your neighborhood?
This is my neighborhood. I live in Kenner. Right across two blocks from here.
What have you been hearing about in the community of seeing? Have you heard
a lot of need. We need food. Babies, like a 20 days old baby. Literally, like, they picked up the father. The mom, they're evicting her from her apartment, and then she's got to go live with other people. I mean, this is serious. It's a dire need. I fed yesterday 14 families, and if anybody can help and support in that, I mean, I am literally going and making the boxes and stuff because they need it. Basic needs.
All right. Thanks to Greta so much for talking to me. This last video is from Roel. He's of Filipino origin, and he was out at a office parking lot in Metairie, which is the next suburb over from Kenner, when ICE, pulled up on him. And he's a U.S. citizen, and he had some none too nice things to say about the masked guys that were trying to give him the papers please treatment because he isn't white. Let's listen to a little bit from Roel.
Y'all really try to fuck with people? Yeah, you are. I mean, come on, show me your face. Show me your face. You can show me your face, right? You can show me your face. Yeah, son. Show me your face, bro. Fucking pussy. Fuck y'all. Fuck you. Fucking pussy.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much to Roel. Thanks to everybody here in New Orleans who's been posting their experiences, has been posting examples of misbehavior by our government. Continue to do that. Please flag it for me. We've got a tips line, thebulwark.com/tips, or you can tag me on social media, and I'll do my best to elevate the videos that people need to see about what ICE is doing here in New Orleans or anywhere else across the country. Appreciate you all. Subscribe to the feed. We'll be seeing you soon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.